Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Los Angeles, Democratic U.S. Senator Alex Padilla of California was forcibly removed from a Homeland Security briefing on ICE raids with Secretary Kristi Noem. ABC's Matt Rivers was in the room.
He's forcibly removed. He says a couple of words, trying to talk about the migrants that have been rounded up in the ICE raids over the last several weeks here in California. And then he's really forcibly removed from the room. He identifies himself as a U.S. senator. He says, hands off, and he is still forced out of the room. And we know from other video that's come out from his team that he was forced onto the ground and handcuffed.
Padilla says he was exercising his right to congressional oversight. He's not facing charges. Rising tensions in the Middle East, with Israel considering taking military action against Iran. President Trump now ordering some U.S. personnel to leave the region. One person has survived the India air crash today. 240 others are feared dead, along with five killed on the ground. The cause still unknown. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. A government watchdog group has filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin seeking to prevent Elon Musk and others from offering cash payments to voters. The lawsuit, filed by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, argues that allowing the cash payments creates a risk that the state's elections could be significantly influenced based on funding provided in support of a particular candidate. The state Supreme Court declined to hear a similar case during the April election, which aimed to block Musk from distributing $1 million checks to voters who signed his petition. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Cornell man accused of stealing cash from his grandparents in Barron County. According to court documents, 28-year-old Tristan Stokes was officially charged with burglary and theft last week. His grandparents originally reported the theft to law enforcement authorities last June, claiming Stokes had stolen between $4,000 and $5,000 from their safe. The complaint alleges Stokes admitted to taking the money in September, but said he had worked out a plan with his grandparents to pay it back without criminal charges. A Rice Lake man accused of leading law enforcement authorities on a high-speed chase in Ashland County after hitting a woman with a vehicle in 2021 has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 25-year-old Cody Stone entered a no-contest plea to charges of felony aggravated battery and misdemeanor operating with a restricted substance. Five other charges were read in but dismissed as part of a plea deal. Authorities say a blood draw taken after the arrest showed Stone was under the influence of methamphetamines and fentanyl. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers held minicamp practice. A 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won three Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and, you know, take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of seven series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first two games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski making his major league debut. Reports are Aaron Savalier has requested a trade after being reassigned to the bullpen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a cloudy sky. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow, mid-60s. Slight rain chances for the weekend, highs into the 70s. Temps start to warm up into next week as highs jump into the 80s. Currently at 62 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
That is what our framers intended, and I don't care if it's your team winning today, it won't always be that way. So what in the heck are they doing?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Are you kidding me?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I think that speaks to Wisconsinites in a really special way that I've been to 15 baseball stadiums. It ain't the same in other places.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we just wrapped up yet another hour of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Giveaway. We've got one day left, so be sure that you tune in to Civic Media all day tomorrow to get in your text to win entries. I will drop tomorrow's word at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. But we have tons of breaking news this hour. If you are just joining us, California Senator Alex Padilla was in a government building, in a public building, federal building, to talk to one of the generals involved in Donald Trump's illegal sending of the military to face off against civilians exercising their First Amendment rights. And let me be clear here. You destroy property. You harm ICE agents. I might not like them, but you commit a crime. I ain't behind you. Who I do stand behind is the 99.9% of these protesters that are assembling peacefully, singing things like, "If I Had a Hammer," for crying out loud. What I want to know, all of this, the No Kings protest has been scheduled for a while, and now all of this unrest. Does anybody think that this was actually an accident? Donald Trump's approval ratings are in the toilet. According to yesterday's Quinnipiac poll that was released, his approval ratings are as low as they've ever been. And he doesn't have majority support on anything. This is Quinnipiac poll. So I want to know, what do you guys think about the protest this weekend? Are you planning on going to the nearly 60-odd some No Kings protests across the state? There's some 2,000-plus of these happening nationwide, way more than the hands-off protest back on April 5th. Are you going? Are you worried? A couple of just really basic logistical things about the protest. If you're going, notably one of the directives from the No Kings organizers is be peaceful, be lawful, obey the directives of law enforcement. If you see agitators, if you see people committing crimes, please move away from them. Sit down, put your hands up, get out of those situations, right? 855-752-4842. If you're a conservative, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a veteran, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a woman, you go to the front of the line. Are you going to the protests? What do you think about them? Good thing, bad thing? Are you happy one is happening in your city or not? All of that good stuff. So I want to play the sound of Senator Padilla getting arrested because it is shocking. It is all part of what's going on. Then I'm going to play you some insane sound from the congressional hearings that are going on right now. All of this is part of a whole, right? It is all part of a whole. Let's take a listen. This is Senator Padilla at a press conference in a government building trying to ask the Secretary of Homeland Security a few questions, you know, do his job, congressional oversight. Take a listen.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have a question for the Secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your... Hands up!
On the ground. Hands behind your back.
If you let my hands go, it's right behind my back.
All right, cool. One hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
Yep, that's him getting handcuffed.
There's no recording allowed out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here for FBI, right? For the building.
For what, I'm sorry? There's no recording.
First of all, weird, no recording in a public hallway in a federal building, whatever, dude. Needs to be investigated. Got taken down by three guys. I just watched the video again. I think I overestimated it before. It was basically three jobs. A million different ways that this could have been handled. If you are a conservative, are you okay with this? Are you okay with hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money being spent to send troops where none have been requested? And according to the chief of the LA police, the LA County District Attorney, none are needed. Does that make any sense? 855-752-4842. Here's what I know to be true. We have no kings in this country. And no president should ever be permitted, if you are a good faith American, no matter what your political preference, no president should be able to stop people from peacefully protesting government action, right? Like, can we all agree on that? Like, no, presidents are not kings, and no president should ever be able to stop peaceful protestation of government action. And on Saturday, we're going to see millions of people do just that. Millions. And let's be clear, everything that is going on in California, all of it, is a distraction. The man is getting hammered in the polls. He's about to rip healthcare from millions of Americans, rip life-saving food away from millions of kids. He's about to make healthcare more expensive for millions of Americans. He's about to cut Medicare to the tune of $500 billion. Nobody like, oh, to do what? So billionaires get bigger tax cuts that they don't need anyways and won't even notice because it's a rounding error. I do not understand. He knows that people hate this bill. The Republican coalition passed by one vote in the House, one vote, is fraying as the Senate tries to come up with its version. He knows that he is getting hammered on this. So what do? You invent a crisis, you escalate it, and you lie about the other side until you are blue, or in this case, orange, in the face. That's what he does. 855-752-4842. And if we have any doubt about Donald Trump's desire to be king, just Google Donald Trump admiring North Korean leader. Donald Trump admires how his people stand up at attention for Kim Jong-un. Said it on hot mic. Said this about Tiananmen Square, which we just had the anniversary of. He said this about Tiananmen Square. Quote, when the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious. They were horrible. But they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength. That's what Donald Trump thinks about peaceful protesters. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield, hello. Are you planning on going to a No Kings protest? What do you think about them?
I think it's a very good thing. I think anytime we can peacefully show that we do not agree with having a king in the office. And no, it's not all right to throw a sitting senator in his state to the ground and handcuff him because he wants to talk to one of Trump's minions in his, you know, his cabinet. And no, it's not okay to send in the military, you know, to use force against us, U.S. citizens. And no, it's not okay to, you know, pass a big, beautiful bill that we get hosed, cuts in Medicare and clean air and clean water, just so Elon Musk can have a few billions. And just as you stated, Maggie, you know, he won't even notice. Yes, I'm from Brookfield. I did look up No Kings. There is one in Brookfield. However, we ironically were going to be out of town at our friend's lake cabin up near Packwaukee, but I did look up, and believe it or not, Montello, Wisconsin has one, and we do plan to be there from noon to one. I think it's called Daggett Park or something, you know, right where it is. I have no problem going. My wife said, well, I'm more, you know, definitely in favor of going. She's just worried that some nutcase, you know, mega crowd from a truck or something will drive by and throw something or that. I said, hey, we'll just keep our distance from the road, you know, and yes, go there peacefully. You know, and if they do resort to that, that's on them. You know, it's unfortunate. But, yes, I do plan up in Montello, Wisconsin, because we, you know, we're just a few minutes drive from there, from noon to one on Saturday, going there just to show that there are people that are aware of what's going on. This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in. I, you know, I keep emphasizing that to my kids. I'm hoping my daughter, she's 19, she'll probably come with us. She's a little hesitant. I think my wife spooked her, but we plan to go there and be peaceful and just show that we do not stand for what's going on in this country.
Amen, brother. That is noon in Montello, Wisconsin, Daggett Memorial Park. Jim from Brookfield, thanks for calling. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Pro or con? Are you going? Are you scared? Here's what I'm going to say to Jim, and especially Jim's lovely wife and his lovely daughter. My mom is 83 years old, uses a cane. She's already made her signs. She is going to be down in Cathedral Square in the heart of downtown Milwaukee on Saturday, exercising her 83-year-old First Amendment right to say we have no kings in the United States and no president should ever, ever stop people from peacefully speaking out. And further, let me say this. No president should ever use the military or his or her supporters to scare people like Jim's wife and his daughter from speaking out. That's what he's counting on. He's counting on your fear to keep you at home. Do not let our authoritarian in the Oval Office scare you out of your rights. Stand up. 855-752-4842. We got a new ish caller, Kathy from Cambridge. Haven't heard from you in a while. Are you going to a protest, Kathy? And what do you think about it?
You bet your booty I am. And I also, there is a website that you can go to update on all protests going on, but I didn't get that. That was from earlier with Hartman's show.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping I could get that because, you know, when I put in protests, I get things from all over the country, but I really want Madison, Wisconsin area, and, you know, well, I'll probably at the Milwaukee one this time.
It's an easy one, Kathy. It is nokings.org. That is nokings.org. Go ahead, log on, RSVP, find out where there's a protest near you. I got a list of about 60 of these puppies going on across Wisconsin. We'll put that in the show notes. We'll put the No Kings website in the show notes. Are you going? Are you afraid? If you're a conservative, do you support people's right to go out on Saturday and say, we don't believe in kings. 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Amory. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and senior county official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP county commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Do you think they'll be peaceful? Are you worried at all? 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. Want to bring you some more sound because the buildup to these mass protests from coast to coast is intense. Given Donald Trump's use of the military to try to scare all of you, all of us, into silence, we are in the midst of a moment, objectively, of political intimidation that we have not seen in this country, perhaps since Joe McCarthy. It is stunning. And mind you, I just want to be clear, in every democracy in recorded human history, there has always been an inherent tension between the right of the people to stand up and say, I object, in the face of all of the power that a government can wield, including the power to imprison and to take life. There's always been, at loggerheads, fundamentally, when you stand up and you protest and you say, I object, I do not agree, I believe what you're doing is wrong, fundamentally, that is always a direct challenge to the power and authority of that government. You are saying that their exercise of their power and authority at some level is lacking either in merit morality or legality in some form. But that is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity like a king. They hold them in trust for a limited period of time. So too here. 855-752-4842. Want to hit a couple of the folks on the text lines, answer some questions best I can. Let's see here. One of the texters texting in that it says that Senator Padilla indicated that he was not detained. I think he was probably speaking not in a legal sense. He was clearly detained once you're cuffed as a matter of law. That is a detention. It just is. But he was released. So I think the senator was just, I can imagine it's been quite a day for him. Fox also saying, and this is a texter from the WMDX text line. Fox is saying the senator barged into the conference. I don't know. I wasn't there at the beginning of the conference. I don't know what he said, but he identified himself. He has questions. You're in a public building. It's a public freaking press conference. And you notice what he was saying? Every time I listen to the audio, I hear it more clearly. He was making the same criticism I was. Secretary Noem's up there just rolling slides. Hey, this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. Who cares? I don't care if you have a list of bad dudes. There's a long list of American citizen bad dudes. If you committed a heinous crime, you're a violent criminal, and you're here illegally, yes, goodbye. But that's not what they're doing. That's not why people are ticked off and protesting outside of ICE detention centers. They're doing that because they're picking up people working in fields outside of Home Depots looking for work. They're picking up folks, again, at daycares, folks showing up for their regularly scheduled immigration hearings. It is an abomination. Let's go to the phone lines now. Mike from Muskoda, you go into a protest. What do you think of them?
This is Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm not afraid of the Trumpster. He says what he's going to do. You're a bit of an alarmist. You know that?
Ooh, alarmist about what, Mike? I think troops facing off against civilians is alarming. Do you not agree?
Well, I mean, that's just a small section of L.A.
Right.
I mean, L.A. is huge.
Doesn't the argument work in the counter, too? Then why are they sending, you know, thousands of troops? It's 1 square mile in an over 500 square mile city. I agree. I think, you know, we shouldn't have military facing off against civilians. It's very limited in scope. The violence, while shocking, has been limited.
Well, you know, Maggie, maybe because the government is weak in Southern California. Now, if you live in Southern California, where my cousin does,
mm-hmm.
he lives near L.A.,
mm-hmm.
near Palisades there. Wouldn't you be a little alarmed with cars on fire? You just lost 25,000 homes that aren't going to be replaced. Wouldn't you want some kind of protection if you live there?
Mike, what I would trust is the L.A. Police Department numbering in over 8,000. They have had that situation. They have been controlling that situation. Listen, bad random things happen. We can watch, you know, if it bleeds, it leads all day long. What I object to and what we have as a matter of law in this country is that military shall not be deployed against its citizenry. And I think that is an alarming escalation.
I appreciate your opinion, but I disagree to disagree. The Trumpster is not the villain that the left makes him out to be.
What if he is?
He's not. Thank you for your time.
Mike from Muskoda, appreciate you, sir. Always a little lively disagreement wanted on the Maggie Dawn Show. 855-752-4842. Ellen from Cedarburg, you're up next.
Hi. Yes, I'm going to at least two
awesome.
Rallies. I've been wearing my No Kings button since the 4th of July last year. This is just totally disgusting, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get my aging friends to get out there, too.
It is multi-generational, multicultural, and I think, Even Mike from Muskota would agree. We don't have kings here, and no president should use the military to suppress speech. We deserve the ability to safely and peacefully protest. Our government, no matter who is in the White House. 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. Are you going? Are you afraid? Am I an alarmist? Do you agree with Mike? Give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology in schools. Under the pilot program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban, one suburban, and one rural school district and distribute 32,000 VR headsets to 16,000 students. The goal is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using VR technology to improve math scores. The Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee voted to increase the bonding authority of the Safe Drinking Water Loan and Clean Water Fund programs last week. The unanimous vote increased the bonding authority of the programs by over $730 million, which officials say could lead to increased funding assistance for wastewater treatment infrastructure projects across the state. Maintaining water quality has become a hotly contested topic over recent years as municipalities across the state struggle with PFAS contamination and general pollution issues. Some Northwest Wisconsin organizations have received a portion of funding for habitat restoration and conservation projects along the Great Lakes. On Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration announced over $750,000 in total funding from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for the projects. Of that funding, the Northwest Regional Planning Commission will receive $60,000, and the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research in Ashland will receive about $184,000. City of Superior officials are highlighting new crime data that shows rates of drug-related crimes are declining. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the Superior Police Department responded to about 10% fewer drug complaints over the last year, and property theft crimes dropped by about 40% compared to the three-year average. He also reported a significant drop in the number of non-fatal overdoses and reported zero fatal overdoses. Local health officials also claimed improved treatment access has contributed to the declining crime rates. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a cloudy sky. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow, mid 60s. Slight rain chances for the weekend, highs into the 70s. Temps start to warm up into next week as highs jump into the 80s. It's 60 right now.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins. And then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner, Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, one thing I love about doing this job is you all help me out when I screw things up. And I did not pronounce the town of Muscatine right. I hope I'm getting that right now. Thanks to Robert in West Dallas. And I think, Jane from Madison listening on WMDX. Muscatine, not Muscatine. My bad. And please, I beg forgiveness from all the Muscatinians. I don't know. I don't even want to try that one. I'll stay away from that. Folks, we are discussing the No Kings protest, the incredible stuff going down in the news today, the detention, the handcuffing, the roughing up of a sitting U.S. senator. Absolutely stunning. 855-752-4842. Also, breaking news related to all of this mess in California, which, remember, everyone, it's just a distraction from the big, brutal bill. Very important, very alarming, but it's a distraction. A federal judge that is hearing the emergency application of the state of California alleging that the deployment of 4,000 National Guards troops, as well as some 700 plus Marines in California, is unconstitutional and illegal. Judge Breyer, in a hearing earlier this afternoon, said this. He is skeptical of the constitutional basis for the deployment. It requires a, quote, rebellion. We aren't seeing a rebellion. You're seeing a protest. And yes, some bad actors protesting. And for heaven's sake, bad actors who may or may not be legitimately protesting, committing crimes who should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But again, according to the district attorney for LA County, 99.9% of the protesters peaceful. And all of this, I find so insane, because all of these MAGAts, do you also call what happened on January 6th a rebellion? Where was the National Guard on January 6th? Trump sat there shoving French fries in his face in the White House dining room watching our democracy blow up. Where was your outrage then? It seems to me that things are a rebellion and an insurrection when it's people that you disagree with. Like, that's the Republican rule of thumb. Surrounding a federal building, as long as you're not destroying the property, being a pain in the butt to ICE agents, that's not what happened on January 6th. It's leaps and bounds less alarming. No person of good faith can make that argument to me and have me be like, okay, that's legit. You can't, because it's not the same. And would you be surprised that J.B. Pritzker and Lauren Boebert had a moment today on Capitol Hill having this very argument, and the classy act known as Congresswoman Boebert, I think, sounded just as stupid as we all know she might very well be. Let's take a listen.
Governor Pritzker.
I find it hard to believe that you're lecturing us about
no.
peaceful protest. Look at what happened January 6th here at the Capitol.
No, what we're seeing in L.A. is an insurrection. You want to talk about
that
an insurrection? This is an absolute insurrection.
You don't understand what insurrection is when
people
are trying to overturn an election
and
here
showing,
at the Congress.
I started this off
you
showing
were here,
you decorum,
they were attacking
and I would expect
you, by the way.
The same. I would expect the same.
I'm answering your question. It is outrageous.
Is it,
you are asking
is
us
it peaceful to
when you're the one condoning
to destroy
of people who attack
private and government property
right here at our
Governor
Capitol.
Governor Hochul.
I'd answer her question. Of course it's not peaceful to destroy property and arrest them. But to call all of the protesters an insurrection because a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction are agitators and bad actors, it doesn't track. This is not a rebellion. This is not a rebellion. It's a protest. If this is a rebellion, if this is an insurrection, then those words have no meaning. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ben from Madison, thank you for being patient. A new caller, welcome to the show. What do you have to say this afternoon? Are you there, Ben? It's me, Margaret. Welcome back to Ben. Thanks for your patience. We got L.A. Tom, one of my frequent flyers. Love to see your name on my caller list. How you doing, Tom? What you got?
Well, hey, Maggie, I'm good. First, we must get all money out of politics. That's got to be our number one goal of everything that we do if we want to restore government back to we the people. Second, Mike must not understand the topography of California. Palisades is about 45 minutes away from downtown L.A.
Yep.
this is a 1 mile. Not even a mile. It's probably about 3 blocks. A small town like maybe Durand or a small town like, I don't know, Ellsworth, River Falls. That's how big this protest is. So I don't know what the hell people are thinking if we need to have the National Guard and the Marines and all of this other stuff in here that's just going to basically continue to build more problems than actually exist. Everyone else in LA is getting on with their life. The only problem is that we have people that have to shut down, for all you people out there that love mom and pop small businesses. One of my customers had to shut down his business since last Tuesday because he doesn't have people coming into the business because they're too afraid because they're going to be deported because they pick, strawberries and things like that out in the field. All of this is going to affect you guys. There's a part of me that I agree with the Gavin Newsom that we need to stop just paying our federal taxes here in the state of California and see how the country does. We pay $80 billion more into our tax revenue than we actually get back as a state. So I'm so tired of people saying, oh, California is such a wreck. California is such a mess. You know, we have 10 million people in L.A. County alone.
Yep.
If you want to call a protest or a insurrection or whatever, you know, go watch it when the Lakers win. The NBA title.
Cars get lit on fire then, yes.
All that kind of stuff. You have the same stuff happening, but you know what? You have millions and millions of people down there. So don't give me this crap. And Donald Trump is just, he's just a taco. He's a chicken, and I hope people wear the chicken suits. I will be going to 3 different protests on Saturday. I'll be going to the Oxnard protest. I'll be going to the Malibu protest, and I will be going to the Thousand Oaks protest. So we're going to hit all 3 of them and very excited to do so. And I will be there with my sign that says get money out of politics.
That is what it's about, Tom. I appreciate your call, Tom. By the way, on that Malibu point, I have no idea how anyone who attends Pepperdine University graduates because it is the most beautiful place I have ever been. Unbelievable. Getting more feedback on me apparently absolutely still getting the pronunciation wrong. Maybe there's a diversity of pronunciation opinions in the state about Muscoday. That's Mike from Sun Prairie. I'm sorry, everybody. I really do apologize. We probably do a whole show on how to pronounce small towns in Wisconsin and get a very vigorous debate going on. We've got one here for you, 855-752-4842. I wanted to play something for you that
I just... One of my colleagues, a former colleague from this station, used to say something like, fascism, like, tiptoes in on a kitty's foot. I don't remember what it is. But what he was saying is, and most political theorists will say, that in modern times, where you see authoritarianism take hold and fascism, think Russia, they actually use democratic processes to seize control. In other words, the democratic process, the electoral process will work, but then they violate all these laws, they blow through it, they seize control of, you know, the military and the courts and things like that. One element of that that we should all be on the lookout for is the suppression of speech, right? And the trumping up of all of these, pardon the pun, pun intended, I guess. It's not an insurrection. If what's going on in L.A., as L.A. Tom pointed out, is an insurrection, then freaking what happens on State Street for Halloween in Madison is an insurrection. And I don't see guardsmen facing off against everybody's most beloved daughter and son for drinking too much and acting the fool and flipping cars over and doing stupid stuff. I don't see the National Guard every time a city wins, you know, a championship, as Tom pointed out. I mean, Bostonians, Pittsburghians, they do it up when they win. Anyways, this is sound of a local government board. You know what sound I'm talking about, Jacob? I'm trying to find it on our list here. Ah, what decorum looks like. That's what we're that one. This guy. When speech is getting shut down, when government starts to use all of its awesome powers to keep you from objecting to what it's doing, this is when you get worried. Take a listen to this, because it's exactly that.
Anyone else like to speak on this item?
Map 7.
Okay, hang on. I will recognize who the speakers are, so you may go.
Map 7 was not available.
The next time there's an outburst of any kind, I don't care who it is, we are clearing the chamber. The end, no more warnings. Okay, yeah, that's not how this works, so I'm sorry, you're not allowed to speak.
Okay.
All right, he is done. Remove him immediately.
What happened?
Well, I'm following the decorum policy. We're not going to be called racists. The end. Get him out.
Is
Glenda Diaz...
Decorum policy?
You read the decorum policy and you figure
it's
it out.
Racist in the decorum policy channel.
Profane, sorry, slander, all those
things. It's racist.
Max Potenza, Linda Diaz, and Geraldine Jackie Cox.
Smart.
Remove him from the building. So there's a lady on the aisle that just turned around and looked. The one next to her, please remove her from the courtroom.
The United States Constitution establishes the separate...
Thank you, ma'am. You're done. Carol Peters.
You're all dishonest, cheaters, and racist men.
All right, remove her from the building, please. Aguilar. There's a lady on the aisle right there in a gray sweatshirt, the one right next to her. Remove her from the courtroom. She keeps clapping. The kid right here in the green shirt, remove that one from the room.
Quiet. Thank you. And actually listen to your constituents.
Your time is up.
Because your constituents
her,
are telling you that they do not want these masks.
Get her out of
here. Let her now listen to them.
Thank you,
Renee Thomas. So now and I'm calling for the vote.
It goes on and on and on and on like this. So having worked in local government and having had angry people at public hearings, I've been called names. This idea that, oh, well, it's in the decorum policy, so you don't get to talk anymore. You shut down speech by using all kinds of trumped up excuses, pun intended, that have the veneer of legitimacy. We're in the midst of that. Don't be fooled. Don't get distracted. It's about the big brutal bell. It's about your right to protest. Phone lines still open. We got a little space left. We'll get in all of your calls in the last segment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you going to the protest? No Kings. 855-75.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wlakradio.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend, conservative Mark from Sussex on the text line. He's saying I'm all full of the BS. And my response to Mark was this. Mark, my friend, good to hear from you. BS is calling what's happening in a few city blocks by less than 100 criminals in L.A. an insurrection, but calling January 6th a peaceful, loving protest and then pardoning the people who beat up cops. That's BS. Mark, of course, quick on the text lines, responded, hope you have fun protesting on Saturday with all the other blanks. I don't know what that is. Even when the majority of people agree with Trump on illegal criminal immigrants. Okay, Mark, well, let's take that up very briefly. First of all, six MAGAT Republicans, and by that I mean M-A-G-A-T, MAGAT, six MAGA Republicans in the House just sent a letter to DHS demanding the statistics on actually how many criminals have actually been deported, stating, quote, we are concerned that your limited resources may be stretched to pursue individuals that do not constitute an immediate threat to public safety. Yeah, so there's that. I'll also just mention this. Quinnipiac poll out yesterday, Mark, from Sussex, on immigration. Only 43% of people approve. So no, Mark, it's not a majority. It's not even a slim majority. It's not even 51%. It's not 50.5%. It's not 50.2%. It's 43%. That ain't a majority. 54% of people disapprove of his approach to immigration. And by the way, Donald Trump knows that what he's doing in California is illegal because he told us it is. Just take a listen.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
So he knows. And Judge Breyer, in the case brought by Gavin Newsom in the state of California, calling what he's doing today illegal and unconstitutional, says he will issue a decision ASAP, trying to get that out today. And he made a point of saying just because the government calls it a rebellion or an insurrection, just because Donald Trump does, doesn't make it so. In the hearing, stating, quote, "That's the difference between a constitutional government and King George. It's not that a leader can simply say something and it becomes it." Mr. Rafael Santos from Green Bay, are you going to the protest this weekend? And are you concerned at all for your safety?
Are you? Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Hey, who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
This is Maggie. You called the show. What do you have to say?
Yes, Maggie. No, what it is, that's the first time I hear about your show. I was just listening through the stations and the radio.
Yes.
And I'm pretty impressed about it. I would love to go to the protest. And it's just one point that I want to point out. Like, Hispanic people like myself, they're pretty scared to go right now to a protest because the immigration, the ICE situation is going on right now.
Yes.
Like, people like myself, and I got 14 workers under my wing, and all my guys are pretty hardworking guys. And I ask the guys, I'll be like, hey, do you guys want to go to the protest? And everybody is, like, scared of what might happen over there, you know? I mean, it is a pretty scary situation. And the thing I want to comment about, it was about the guy that he was disagreeing with you a while ago.
Yes.
That he called, and he was not agreeing with you. Well, I get where people is coming from because, listen, I've been here for 30 years, and I'm illegal. So I see where people is coming from. But what about the other things Donald Trump is doing, like taking benefits from military people that they already work themselves over here, that they're legal? What about the teachers that they lower the payment, their paychecks, and taking benefits from the schools? What about them, you know? It's not just to protest because immigration, but what about the people that is here that he's taking advantage of it, you know? That's my point.
Rafael, thank you for your call and your courage. By the way, we gave that gentleman a moniker that is not his full name. I'm going to thank my producer, Jacob, in the booth for that. Thank you so much for calling. First of all, Rafael, I want to tell you this. Polling that came out yesterday says that fewer than 14% of Americans want people who have been here for longer than 20 years and are working full-time jobs deported. They don't want you deported. What people thought they were voting for was taking criminals off the streets. That's what they thought they were voting for. They weren't voting to take, again, just a moniker, Mr. Santos off the street and his hardworking crew. That's a lie. My righteous brother Raphael, I understand your fear. You take care of you and yours, your crew. Be safe out there. We're going to stand up. They ain't taking me anywhere. I'll be back here tomorrow. I appreciate all of you. Sorry if I didn't get to your calls or texts. Appreciate the engagement this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against the big, brutal bill.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Nearly a week after protests began over ICE raids, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass condemned the violence this week and called for calm.
We want peace to come to our city. The peace that we need to have happen needs to begin in Washington, and we need to stop the raids.
President Trump is considering sending more National Guard members and Marines to L.A., even as California's governor is suing to stop the deployment, calling it unlawful. A judge is reviewing the case today. The House narrowly passed a $9.4 billion package to codify the first batch of DOGE cuts to foreign aid, along with public broadcasting. That bill heading to the Senate now, where it faces an uphill battle. The cause of the India air crash under investigation. 246 people are dead. One person survived. It's the first crash of a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. And a judge ordered the pretrial release of Harvard medical researcher Ksenia Petrova. She was detained, accused of smuggling. This is ABC.